Welcome, everybody. Share number 1042. We're learning today, Lila Nishmas Moshe Delif Bemer Baron Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Rafur Shalema Sara Fega Basle and Achamash Takav Rafur Shalema Psach Shachal Yisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Koitzer. Okay, before we go further in Koitzer, I just wanted to mention one thing which I keep on forgetting to mention, an important thing which was brought to my attention in reference. We spoke in reference when we were talking about the malacha of Mechaba Kiboy putting out a fire. So we ended off with the reference to for example, a Hanukkah candle and a Hanukkah menorah, moving it and so on. But I do want to mention one important point that when it comes to a Hanukkah candle, a Hanukkah menorah in general, one has to be careful to, you know, light it in the right place where they won't have to start moving it around and so on. That becomes already problematic. For example, you know, well, I'll light it even during the week. I'll light it during the close to the shade, and if I see the fire goes too high, then I'll move it. You're not supposed to do that. I mean, we're not talking about the, of course, sakana, and that's not the right, that doesn't make any sense, but the bottom line is, I just wanted to bring out the point that when one lights a menorah in general, the Hanukkah menorah, it's supposed to be in the place where they lit it. You know, for example, like it's along the same lines. If somebody wanted a light on time and they only had a little bit of oil enough for 10 minutes, and then, well, somebody, they'll bring me more oil afterwards. That doesn't work. It's not the right thing. You can't do that. It has to be done the way it is and where it's at. In other words, I light it here and this is where it stays and that's all. That's how it works with the Hanukkah menorah. One has to be very careful with those instances. Of course, now if something does come up, we did talk about, of course, the ways to move it, how to move it, then it has to be moved. Dangerous, that's not the issue. Of course, we're not talking about it. But we always say that, Ezeu Chacham Harayas Anoilet, who's a Chacham, one who sees the future. You have to do it carefully. But besides that, it's a Hanukkah menorah. It has to be lit and it has to stay where it is in general. And you know, putting aside all the factors which we spoke about in questions of sakana. That's how you can't light the Hanukkah menorah and start moving it all around the house. Well, I think I'll put it in. I lit it on by the window over here. Very nice. I made a brach, everything. But you know what? I think it looks better on the other window near the alley. Or it looks better on the second floor. I'll bring it upstairs. You can't do that. Where you light it is where it has to stay. It's an important thing to keep in mind. Okay, getting back to our malacha of koitzer. Okay, so we spoke a little bit about, I want to talk a little bit, just to get a little bit into the grass issue. Again, like we mentioned quite a number of shiurim ago, we want to try and talk a little bit more about the outsides, meaning as opposed to inside the house, because of the fact that it is coming towards the summer, warmer weather, people be outside a lot. Now, so the question was, we spoke about, are you allowed to walk on grass? Is there a problem to walk on grass? Maybe I should walk on the sidewalk. Maybe I should walk on the pavement, right? There's grass coming up where I'm walking down the block to shul or whatever. No, there's grass. So let me walk, walk 5 feet to the left, 5 feet to the right. No. So the answer was not a problem. One is allowed to walk on grass. There's no issue walking on grass, but it does come up in reference to tall grass, meaning not the regular grass. Sometimes you have tall grass in certain places, right? People go upstate or whatever. You have various different places tall grass. So the question is, how do we work with tall grass? Now let's backtrack a minute. Pulling out, as we've spoken about, pulling out a blade of grass is the malach of kaitzer that you can't do. One cannot bend down. Well, let me pull out a blade of grass, tear it off from the ground, and start whatever. I'll do something with it. That one is not allowed to tear off a piece of grass. That's malach of kaitzer. Oh. But now the question is, so that's step number one. Step number two, when I walk on the grass, we have to look at, will I be pulling out the grass automatically or inevitably? In other words, every step I take is, I might be pulling out grass, what we call in halacha, and in Shabbos we call it psik reisha. Now, good, you'll say it's psik reisha, le nichale, it's, I couldn't care less if I pull out grass. Okay, that's not the issue right now, but the question is, step number one, is it going to happen automatically? So in general, regular grass, just walking, it's very hard to say every time a person is walking constantly, they're just pulling up grass. It doesn't always happen. But by tall grass, that could be. in certain instances, which we'll talk about. For example, let's say somebody's walking barefoot, right? Let's say somebody's walking barefoot. I know some people, they don't like to walk barefoot outside, but some people like to walk barefoot outside. They walk barefoot, it's tall grass, and the grass could get caught sort of like between the toes, and it becomes where inevitably or automatically it's going to be torn out of the ground. That's one way to look at it. Again, we'll talk about the different shittos, who holds what. Another thing which could come up, I saw interesting, Shiloh, what about riding a bike? In places, times where a child, let's say, wants to ride a bike, and when they're allowed to, a small child, whatever the case, we're not getting into all those halachas, but is there to ride a bike, let's say, on grass, on tall grass, is that running into a problem whereby you're going to be tearing out grass from the ground automatically? Again, in cases of an Erev whereby a smaller child possibly and one is allowed to, we're not going to talk all about that, but the actual riding of a bike possibly, is that a problem? What about another interesting question which I saw brought down in reference to tall grass? What about a carriage? Somebody has a stroller, somebody has a carriage, which could come up very often, and walking on tall grass, again, tall grass, now I'm driving, you know, I'm pushing ahead the carriage and this whole grass, is that going to be a problem, possibly a psikresha, whereby inevitably or automatically a person would be tearing out the grass and possibly not to, one would not be allowed to walk on, to go with the carriage on that grass. So these are various different cases which actually come up on grass itself. Not to say as far as is there a gezerah in the Shulchan Aruch whereby you're not allowed to walk on tall grass, there's not, but again, we have to look at the question, is it a psik resha? For example, what do I mean by that? There are certain gezerahs brought down which we'll talk about, in reference to using a tree. Right, I don't want to hang up my hat on a tree. I can't hang up my hat on a tree. I'm outside, whatever. I'm allowed to walk. Erev, this is not a problem, not a question of carrying. It's a hot day. I want to take off my hat, hang it up on the tree. Can't do that. We're going to see how you're not allowed to be mishtamish, be'ilan, to be mishtamish with the tree, to use a tree. Right? What's the problem? One of the problems is this person might tear off a branch. We'll see how that works exactly. Am I allowed to hang up my jacket? Right? It's a hot day. Now I want to take off my jacket. I'll hang it. I have nowhere to hang it up. I'm outside. There's trees and there's grass and there's nowhere to hang on my jacket. I don't want to put it on the ground. It's going to get dirty. So let's hang it up on a branch on the tree. Could I do that? So the answer is no. You're not allowed to make use of a tree because it is gezeira that one might come to tear off a branch. But we'll see the halachas as to how it works. Am I allowed to lean on a tree possibly? Am I allowed to use something that is attached to a tree? That's another shaila brought down in halacha. But these are various different gezeiros, which are taka brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. As far as walking on grass per se is not, but we're going to see if it's psik resha. In certain instances, then there are certain poskim that did say one should be careful not to do it, for example, like in tall grass, whereby inevitably it will be torn out in certain cases. But we'll see those various different cases in the upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and bracha, kol tov.